From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A lawsuit against the state's Board of Education alleges members violated Arkansas's Freedom of Information Act law through group emails. The suit, brought by area resident Claudius Johnson, alleges board members should not have discussed canceling a public review of charter school expansions via email. KUAR's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek spoke with attorney Camille Edmondson about her client's allegations against the board.
The meeting for the 31st was scheduled back on March the 10th. That was when there was a normal state board meeting, and the state board voted to review the decision of the charter panel. And they scheduled that March 31st meeting. And then on March the 16th, 6 days later, is when Brett Williamson moved to cancel the review of the charter panel recommendations and set that a special meeting on the 18th to rescind that March 31st meeting. And that's when the agenda items changed on the website and there was great confusion among the public, including Mr. Johnson, our client.
So since then, the review has been held, the charter expansion has been approved, and even before that, the state board put up a request for public comment on charter expansion on the website. So what's the issue now? What are the concerns that your lawsuit raises now?
This isn't a matter of charter versus public schools. It's not a debate at all, and that's the problem. It's a pattern of abuse that we intend to show, where the board is behaving as if it's above the law. And even though the public input was not stifled by what occurred, the attempt of it is what we have such strong FOIA law for, to prevent that. And so the ultimate harm of not having the meeting did not occur, but other harm has, and our lawsuit seeks to uncover a pattern of abuse that we believe is rampant with the board and the system.
And so what aspect of the Freedom of Information Act state law do you think the board, or do you allege the board has violated?
Particularly right now, we're seeing open meetings violations. There's obviously the issue that we've raised of the emails that were sent trying to rescind the special meeting. And we've also seen some allegations made, and we'll be amending our complaint to include pre-meeting meetings, where there's meetings being held prior to the regular meeting. They're held as a social hour, supposedly no business is being discussed. But there's case law on this that has to be done a certain way. So we're wanting to take a look at that. And so it's an ongoing investigatory process, and it's important that the board be transparent, especially with the takeover, especially with the ramifications of the charter schools on the Little Rock School District and other school districts in the state.
Camille Edmondson, attorney involved in a case against the State Board of Education. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you for your time.